We've got the second candidate with us, Tom Burns. Start off with, if you'd just like to introduce yourself and tell us why you're deciding to run for Director of Events and Services.
My name's Tom Burns. I've been heavily involved with events and actually outside of St Andrews as well for the last 4 years. All started in my first year when I was a member of the Ents crew. Learned a lot from them, and then over the last 2 years became president of the Rave Sock. Done loads of events around town with those guys, a couple sell-out events in the union as well, which was very exciting. Also, last 2 years, been running my own audio company that's been dealing with audio lighting and entertainment services for a load of different students. I've worked with loads of sports groups, societies, lots of local bars as well, had loads of popular nights through there, lots of experience games, very cool.
Yeah, so you've spoken quite a lot about the experiences that you've got to bring to the job, but is there anything else at all that you think is relevant to the job that you can bring?
Basically, enthusiasm. I've had my eye on this job for a while now. Worked with three DOESs over my time here. And yeah, I'm really enthusiastic to make, really want to make the union like the best venue in St Andrews and the place where everyone wants to go. That's got a load of diverse events that everyone enjoys.
Mm-hmm. And so about the union redevelopment, what do you think about that and what do you want to see done?
I'm very excited about the union development. I've had a look through the plans. I've heard that there are still a few little things which are up in the air. The splitting of venue one is a little bit of an issue. I mean, I think it'd be a little bit of a shame to see such a big venue, 1,000 person capacity venue split like that, because it's like the biggest of its size in this area of Scotland, and having it split into two sides, you still wouldn't be able to have entertainment happening in both sides at the same time because of noise problems. So I think that's something that needs to be addressed, and I'll be working closely with people to really sort of consider, you know, how the space is going to work. I've also seen as well there's going to be a soundproof recording room. Well, not recording room, sorry, practice room. And I'd really like to actually sort of amalgamate this with the media studio as well, so that you could actually have, like, a control room, and you could actually record the bands or whoever are playing and sort of, you know, bring the spaces together. Yeah. And it would open up an entire world of stuff you can do. Recording studio-wise, there's a little area in Younger Hall which is totally hopeless. And me and the band, actually, that I play with, have set up our own home recording studio to produce ourselves, with the aim of actually helping out other local bands and people that want to record as well. So, you know, why should we be doing this privately? The union should be providing these services. And I think that when the redevelopment plans have been made, they haven't really considered all of these things. So I'll definitely be addressing that.
Okay, great. And we've had a nice question in from a listener, which kind of segues into ours very well.
Lovely.
And it is, what kind of events do you think the union needs more of?
More big acts. Rollo's done a cracking job, actually, this year, getting Mr. Scruff and Errol Alkin in. Very exciting, very popular acts as well. I can't really... I have a few ideas. I don't really want to say because I don't know how possible they are yet. Been in touch with a few people, a few agencies, etc. So I don't really want to give too much away, but they will be acts that will be catering for majority of tastes. You know, this university is very diverse. There's so many different tastes about. Basically, we need to get a massive range of acts, I think, to cater for the majority.
And what about non-music events?
Yeah, non-music events. Well, the comedy, I think, has been really good that we've been having through here. I really like the amount of theatre as well that happens in town. Mermaids do a cracking job of anyone. So, yeah, definitely both those through as well. Also, I'll be willing, what I really want to sort of promote the amount of student talent that there is about. I've done a load of different balls, etc., whether it be of my band or DJing myself, and there are a load of talented kids here that, you know, really want a stage to do stuff themselves. With Rave Sock, we set up DJ lessons, teaching kids, you know, how all the equipment works, and there are a lot of people that want to get into doing events themselves, and I believe I can give them a stage for the main bar, especially for the DJs, to achieve this, a nice sort of light-hearted, comfortable environment where the music isn't blaringly loud, but they can practice and perform in front of a group of people.
And earlier this year we had Errol Alkin come to play, and that was actually opened up to members of the public. And what do you think of this? Do you think it's a good idea? Like, would you be doing that with future events? Or
yeah, I mean, I think it's great. you know, obviously it's not really just a question of filling the venue. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, of course, have the doors open to public all the time because, after all, this is a venue for the students. But I think for big acts like that, it's really nice actually having the local guys in as well. I know quite a few local kids that work in different places around, and they were so excited for Errol Alkan, and everyone had a really good time, and it's really nice partying with everyone, not just the students.
Yeah. And what about the future of the BOP?
Future of the BOP. As far as I'm concerned, the BOP is a St Andrews tradition, so it stays. I would like to make a few minor changes. I believe at the moment that the themed nights really only consist of people dressing up differently and coming along.
Yeah.
Not really too much happens with the space, or the space can get a little bit, you know, samey over time. So what I want to do is, I've got a lot of knowledge of the technical side of things, and I've been to a load of nightclubs in my time. Probably spent too much time in nightclubs, to be honest. but there are a load of different effects that we could, like, hire in for evenings to make the space look different, so that people can come along dressed up and be like, "Oh, what's the venue gonna look like?" Halloween this year was insane. Like, it looked so good. Ench Crew did such a good job of that. But yeah, for example, Christmas BOP. I'd want to get a snow machine in, you know. You could have raves with, like, lasers and smoke effects put in. You could also have, like, a film-themed BOP where I can get a popcorn cannon in and, like, be firing popcorn over everyone, which is really cool. So, yeah, a load of ideas. And even though we have to wait a little bit for the redeveloped union, it's still a really functional space, and I've got lots of ideas to make it more interesting and really make do with what we have at the moment.
And similarly to Eye of the Dog, that's coming to St Andrews later this year, have you got any flagship events, ideas?
Very exciting to be having an event outside of the Union Building. Of course, from my experience, the amount of events I've done, it's impossible to think that every student event can be run through the Union Building, simply because, one, it'll get boring, and two, it's just simply not big enough. So I'd be really keen to throw events in really strange parts of town. I'd be so excited to throw an event in the Guard Bridge paper mill. The university, of course, owns that. And I was actually speaking to a very nice lady today who organised FS through there, and she said that the entire warehouse has been cleared out. And I've actually been talking to a couple of people about getting, you know, all the sound system, etc. in, and they said it's more than possible, and we can run some massive acts down there, bus kids down. Yeah, it'd be insane venue, just to make things more exciting, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of student events happen, for example, in King Kale. That's probably the biggest one. I've played gigs up in the hotels as well. But, you know, it all gets old. We need something really vibrant, really something new, and, you know, something that, you know, students can really talk about.
Fantastic. Now we've had another question on the BuzzBox.
Go for it.
And it says, the union sometimes can be known to make losses on events and that sort of thing.
Yep.
But how do you plan to increase union profits so that we can actually spend money on getting really good acts in and that sort of thing?
Well, it is very important to realise that the union is a business. And of course, if it doesn't make money, then we can't have those mega cool acts. I really believe that, especially with what I was saying before about making the BOP look really, really cool and making the space look really more exciting, it would generate more cash in itself. So that would, in turn, give me more money to spend on the bigger acts.
And how do you plan to advertise these events?
Advertising is a very interesting subject, actually. Rollo actually has basically been working really closely with student groups. I worked with him and the B-side Boys and Girls to help out with acts such as Errol Alkan and Mr. Scruff. And it really is nice working with a group of dedicated people that will actually help promote an event. So the union has only got, you know, access to certain resources and, you know, social networking, the website, the poster boxes outside. A really nice way of publicising things is to go through the halls of residence. You know, you've got a massive demographic in one place. So I'll be working with, you know, the head students there to try and get word out about the events. And I'd also be interested in continuing to work with a body of students that are as dedicated to the union events, that, you know, as dedicated as I will be.
Yeah. And another listener question as well. What about the S part of the does? What about the services? Have you got plans
services
for them?
Yeah, services are very important as well. Yeah, I definitely want to continue with the hiring out of equipment. Over the years, I know from wanting to hire equipment myself, it's been a point of contention because the union doesn't want, you know, their equipment to be supporting other businesses and, of course, taking money away from them. I think this is totally ridiculous. You know, we are a service for the students. So whether the students want to have a party here or elsewhere in town, you know, we need to facilitate that. So as far as I'm concerned, I want to really keep up with the hires, make sure that everyone has access to the equipment they need. You know, that's how I've made a little bit of money over the years, you know, hiring out equipment, simply because there's so much demand for it in this town. Also with room hires, from playing in a band, a noisy band at that, it's really important to, you know, open up rooms, not just to societies, but to individuals as well. You know, if a student wants a practice space for their band, or, you know, they want to play their bagpipes, etc., because they can't do it in Younger Hall, because of the noise, then yeah, why not? Let's open up the union spaces. If a room isn't being used, let's have students in there using it.
And another question that we had earlier from the Buzzbox, but I quite liked it anyway, so I'm just going to steal it again. It was, what kind of beers would you like to see down in the Union main bar?
Beers?
Are you much of a beer drinker?
I do like the beer. I'm pretty happy with them at the moment. Actually, I had a chat with one of the lads on my campaign team. He's really into his real ales. And he is talking about the idea of having maybe a beer festival in Venue One, which would be so, so cool. I can't really remember any of the beer festivals I've been to, because I had too many, but... but yeah, that would be something I'd definitely look at doing. I mean, I'm aware that the Waypat has got a massive beer festival that's really good. Of course, the bar is finite, you know, we can't be stocking up a hell of a load of beers. And I think the selection we have at the moment, you know, caters for the majority of tastes that are going. But yeah, I mean, you know, as far as real ales go, they're a bit thin on the ground.
And
anything, sorry?
Oh, you're just pointing at me. How you make yourself approachable to students?
I'm a pretty approachable guy, I like to believe. I've worked with so many different people over the years, and it's been a real joy. What I want to do is basically have my office open to anyone at any time. I'd also be interested in providing, well, making my mobile number public so that anyone can call it between the hours of 9 to 5. So I'll be about to hear from the students and, you know, sort them out with whatever they need, whenever.
I think that's about it, unless you've got anything else.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think you've answered all our questions amazingly.
Lovely.
So, as we've been doing with all our candidates this mm-hmm. week, we've asked you to bring along your own song as a kind of like a campaign tune or subscribe you or something like that.
Yeah.
So, to finish up with, would you just like to introduce the song and tell us why you've decided to choose it today?
My song is Elvis versus JXL, A Little Less Conversation. Of course, A Little Less Conversation, A Little More Action basically means that, you know, I want to do stuff. Let's not talk about things. Let's make stuff happen in the union.